Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Hope is the virtue in which we realize that our only true happiness is to be found in Jesus and heaven. And so naturally, hope prompts us to pursue a deep relationship with Jesus. Now, when you love someone else, it means you think of them as another self, so that what makes them happy makes you happy. In other words, love makes you long for the happiness of another as you long for your own. So if we have hope, and if we love our neighbor, we'll not only commit ourselves to pursuing our own relationship with Jesus, we'll be dedicated to doing whatever we can to help our families and our friends and even our enemies get there too. That's what happens when you combine hope and love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We discussed in an earlier meditation the danger of being presumptuous about other people's salvation, just assuming they'll be okay, instead of intentionally working for their salvation while they're alive and then praying for them after they're dead. But there's also the danger of despairing for others, writing people off, giving up on them. So many spouses and parents, after a while, they just lose hope. They lose the energy to keep praying for their husband or wife or their kids and sacrificing for them, asking God to have mercy on them. But Saint Rita of Cascia reminds us to persevere. Rita was married at a young age to a man named Paolo, who was known for his violent temper and immoral behavior. But despite the difficulties and dangers posed by her marriage, Rita never ceased to pray for her husband's conversion. Over the years, her persistent prayers and her unwavering Christian example eventually won him over, and he renounced his violent ways and actually became a better man. But tragically, her husband was murdered in a family feud. and Rita faced the challenge of her son's desire for revenge. She prayed fervently that they would forgive and seek peace instead of retaliation, and miraculously, her prayers were answered when both sons fell gravely ill and during their sickness turned away from their vengeful plans, seeking God's forgiveness before each of them died. The virtue of hope doesn't let us quit working toward our own salvation, and it doesn't let us quit working for the salvation of those we love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So, practically, what should we do if our spouse or our kids or a friend, if they're just not interested in Jesus or religion? Well, just accept the fact that because God is everything you could ever want, you'll be perfectly happy with God in heaven. And if they're in hell, well, that's their problem. No, certainly that's not what we should do. Let me suggest some practical things that we should do. First, never give up on praying for others. Don't let your spiritual endurance fail. Offer all your prayers, your rosaries, and your masses for your loved ones. Actually, the greatest thing you can do for the conversion of a loved one is to offer daily mass for them. Because the mass is the infinite prayer of Jesus. Second, Jesus reminded us that prayer without sacrifice is weak. Are you offering sacrifice for the conversion of your loved ones? Well, what should we offer? How about everything that you did not choose, do not like, and cannot change? Got any of that stuff in your life? Certainly, life is a constant flow of that. So accept it and offer it by name for the conversion of your loved ones. Jesus said to Faustina, "My daughter, I want to instruct you on how you are to rescue souls through sacrifice and prayer. You will save more souls through prayer and suffering than will a missionary through his sermons alone." Third, belong entirely to Mary and let her lead you. Saint Therese, the little flower, oversaw a number of younger sisters who expressed their surprise that so often she knew exactly what they needed. Therese replied, "I'll tell you my secret. I never make remarks to you before I have invoked the Blessed Virgin Mary. I ask Our Lady to inspire me with what will do you the most good. Often I myself am astonished at the things I teach you. In telling you these things, I feel simply that I am not mistaken and that Jesus speaks through me." Are you doing these things? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Not being interested in Jesus, being irreligious, even atheist, it often comes from being down on oneself, from feeling worthless, from not knowing where your true worth comes from. But we can help the people in our lives recognize their true value by being apostles who delight in them. Our job is to find all kinds of ways to express to the people in our lives this sentiment. It's good that you exist. How wonderful you are. So make every effort to know, understand, love, and care for the people in your lives. And once you've demonstrated that to them, then you will have their trust and you'll be able to ask them some deeper questions like, why are you not interested in God or the practice of the faith? Now we need to ask these questions because often we assume things that are not true, because we don't know the people in our lives that well. But when you ask, you have to ask without judgment and without allowing your emotions to take control, and give them freedom of thought. And you will learn a lot, things that will surprise you. And when the time is right, invite your loved one to some encounter with Jesus. Invite them to prayer. Teach them how to pray. be so bold as to invite them to confession and be willing to accompany them, or invite them to Mass, or invite them to learn more about God and the Catholic faith. But at some point, we have to invite. And then have patience. You gotta have a long-term strategy and not expect things to change overnight. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Still, you might feel hopeless toward a friend or a loved one. You might say, "But you don't understand. Did you hear the kind of life my son or daughter is living now? Or how my cousin or my uncle passed away? It was awful. I don't know how I could hope for their soul after that." Fair enough. But that doesn't change two fundamental facts. God is in control, not you. And God loves your loved one more than you could ever imagine. Remember, he let himself be tortured to death for their salvation. So he's deeply invested in their salvation. And if God permits people to make bad choices or die in tragic or disturbing ways, it's presumably because he knows something we don't. Again, that doesn't mean we should be presumptuous about their salvation. We still need to pray and sacrifice for their souls. But when we know that nothing can happen except what God wills or allows, and that everyone's salvation is his top priority, well, that should give us a renewed resolution to hope. And finally, remember this. You are not responsible for making your spouse or your kids or your friends holy. You are responsible for giving them a holy spouse, a holy parent, and a holy friend. Saints converted people because they were holy. What might be preventing the conversion of your loved one might be our own poor example. I know, Teresa, you would convert more if I would be better. I'm working on it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what are your thoughts on this meditation?
I think I was really struck by the idea that we really like, in a sense, rags-to-riches stories when it comes to the spiritual life, but we rarely have either the awareness or the hope to participate in them. Like, we really like those stories where someone says, this person was the last person on earth I thought would ever convert. They had no interest in the faith. They hated the faith. And then there's this beautiful moment or something, or even a lifetime of moments, and something changed. And it's always so beautiful. But we really do lack hope, because often when we're presented with those circumstances, that's when we kind of bow out.
Why do we bow out?
I want to say one of two things. Simplest answer in line with this meditation: we lack hope. We genuinely don't believe. But also, we don't want to do the work is the more negative thing.
Yeah.
Or that maybe we need to learn to understand something, which is you actually have to do the work whether or not it's going to turn out well.
Excellent point. Yeah, that's why it's hope, because we got to do the work and not quit when there's no guarantee for success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we just got to keep at it.
Yeah. There's only one guarantee for failure, but...
Basically, if we quit, I firmly believe... Now, I can't back this up, because... there's one thing God can't do, and that's make somebody go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have such a strong belief, conviction, that if you love somebody so ardently that you're willing, like Saint Rita, to, no matter how difficult the person is to persevere in a relationship with them with good example, and to pray for them constantly and to offer sacrifice, that eventually that love will move them, or that God will do something. I'm just so convinced of that. So we just got to persevere. And it might not happen during our own lifetime, because our work doesn't end in this life.
That's so true. I do forget about that.
I mean, St. Maximilian Kolbe, when they were taking him away to Auschwitz and the brothers were sad, he said, "Don't be sad. Here I can only help you with one hand while I cling to Jesus with the other. But when I'm in heaven, I can help you with two hands." So trust me, if you slip away from the faith and I die, I'm going to haunt you.
I always knew you would. I think you will either way. What a terrifying thought.
I will.
It would just be you singing Triumph all the time. And pretty quick, I'd turn it right around.
That would make you convert. That'd be worse than going to hell, would be having me haunt you all the time.
Yeah, that would make me long for heaven. Truly.
As long as God promised to put me in a deep cavern away from you in heaven.
As long as you promise to stop singing Triumph.
Oh, that's true. Which Triumph song? Fight the Good Fight.
That would be a good one.
Yeah, so that's motivation for
that
your...
That is very good motivation.
...to stay true to the faith, otherwise I'll haunt you.
But just always a good reminder to, I mean, for one thing, do the work here so you don't got to keep doing it later.
Do the work here. Yeah, and don't quit. Mm-hmm. But do it with confidence.
Yeah.
Do it with confidence.
And don't assume you have all the time in the world.
Yeah. And lastly, never, ever, ever nag.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is the one...
Invite.
I think there are two ways to ensure failure. By doing nothing and nagging.
Yeah. But you still have to invite. Mm-hmm. You just got to learn to invite without nagging.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.